Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ron Ugly's out. Brandon Scott is in. And in the break, I'm sitting here, y'all. I'm watching. I heard it this morning. And you know, I love the way that. And I know it's media. Hell, we're in it. We're part of the problem. We do it. But I love the way that it seems like every time I look up and I hear or I see a tagline of Aaron Rodgers, it sounds or appears like he's holding the Steelers hostage or something. Like Aaron.
It's PTSD, man, from how he did the Jets. I mean, how it ended with the Packers?
Yeah, no,
it's PTSD.
I get it. I'm sure Brett got some pretty rough treatment in the media, didn't he? When Brett was bouncing around unretire stuff, he got hammered pretty good, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the way of the former Packer quarterback, the legend Packer quarterback who moves on.
Hey, Bart Starr was a gentleman, dude. Okay?
Post Bart Starr.
So, Staubach too, all right?
Yeah, man. Everybody who's not great.
I don't know, man. It just turns me off. And maybe it's because I like Aaron Rodgers and I'm just not as put off with him as everybody else is. But I just like every time the conversation's like he's holding somebody hostage. No. Hey, he's the only, like he's tenfold better than the other option, which is Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And he's got two teams that are interested. One of them happens to be a 14-win team from last year that he could potentially go win another Super Bowl with.
But honestly, Clint, I think that's the argument for why he could hold them hostage. Like, let's put aside sort of the extracurricular with Aaron Rodgers for a second. Just that market or that demand right there. Look, you said it yourself. They'd be fools to not sign him. Okay, it seems like an obvious play for them.
I think they'd both be fools to not sign him. More so the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Minnesota Vikings, because the Pittsburgh Steelers they brought their backup from 3 years ago back.
What I'm saying is the Steelers need Aaron Rodgers more than Aaron Rodgers need them.
Very true.
So I mean, he kind of does. He does, not that he's holding them hostage, but he does kind of have them over a barrel in that sense.
No, there's no question. He's got a decision to make. I mean, look, the thing with Aaron Rodgers is do you go play in Minnesota with a healthy J.J. McCarthy? And if J.J. McCarthy, if you slip up, if the team starts out 1-3 and the team starts out 2-2, now are you in a situation where like, hey, man, to hell with this one-year deal we got with Aaron Rodgers, J.J., we got to get J.J. on the field, right? There's something there to think through. And if you go to Pittsburgh, you don't have that. You go to Pittsburgh, it's like, hey, Mason Rudolph is your backup. Mason Rudolph is back. Yeah. Like, you don't. So, I mean, it is something that you need to – it's a tough-ass decision. The dude ain't got many seasons left. It's not about money. It's about, do I go to Minnesota and risk a slow start where I got to tell everybody around me to relax, but yet in the background they're going, no, JJ's going to be the guy. Thanks for coming in. We'll give you your $20 million. Move the hell on.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Like it is a decision that he needs to hear from all parties. And the second thing is, I saw a report yesterday. I don't know how true it is, but about like Minnesota and Pittsburgh, they've met with and spoke with his representation, but they haven't had much dialogue with him. Like, I would think that both the organization and Aaron would like to have some level of dialogue with. If I'm an organization, I damn sure want to talk to the guy. Given what his reputation is, I damn sure want to talk to him at least make him lie to my face.
But is that the nature of dealing with Aaron Rodgers? That he's just a little bit pretentious, a little bit high maintenance, and maybe he's not someone who you can just sit down face to face with until you break bread.
Word on the street is that would be correct. I don't know. I guess I'm just fascinated with the coverage of like he's doing Pittsburgh wrong. No, man, he's got an upper hand right now with the way that this thing is, with the way the draft class is this year, and the way that all the other free agent quarterbacks that would have been ranked in the same, let's say, top five with him have all signed with the exception of Russell Wilson, and Russell can't hold his jock even when he's 41 years old.
Look, Aaron Rodgers is an all-time great, has a case for being right there among, like, if you wanted to make a Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks, certainly talent-wise.
Yeah.
But he's older, he is expensive, and he is notoriously high maintenance. So I think that is the rub, that is where the nuance is, like, it is an obvious decision to go and be interested in Aaron Rodgers, especially on a one-year basis. But there are these other elements that make it a little bit hairy. Yeah. Trying to bring in Aaron Rodgers.
I'm going to tell you, B. Scott, if I'm either one of them, organizations right there, I'm going to embrace the hair. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, you see me.
I'm embracing the old hairy one.
Yeah, man. I'm good with it. Hair down to my shoulders, man. Let's get hairy.
I ain't talking about the hair on your head.
It's like a story of my life.
Hey, if I'm in Pittsburgh situation, I'm going to embrace little old Landing Strip. I'm just going to deal with it. We're just going to have to.
But it is going to also be about setting parameters. Like, we talked about this, too. Like, he can't have them. You know, I just said he does have them over a barrel in terms of negotiations. But it can't look like it did in New York. And it wouldn't, just to be clear. Yeah. It wouldn't. But it's got to be like kind of a meeting of the minds and an understanding. Hey, this is going to be different around here.
Look, there is a certain level of incompetence in an organization to that degree in New York, and you bring in a guy like Aaron Rodgers, or you bring in a guy like if it ever happened to Tom Brady, or if it ever happened. Look, if anybody, even Russell Wilson, if Russell Wilson goes in an organization like that and gets the opportunity, like he went to Denver, and if that would have been Nathaniel Hackett. If that would have been Nathaniel Hackett in Denver, he would have become the most powerful guy there. The bad thing was, it was Sean Payton, and Sean wasn't going to let it happen on his watch. So, anyway, long story short, we'll keep an eye on. Biggest story right now, I think, in free agency is where Aaron Rodgers goes, which I think that domino of Russell Wilson then follows, and then we'll see the draft quarterbacks. But in the quarterback market, it's all but sewn up other than those two guys, at least from a veteran perspective. So, we shall see. Astros fans, real quick. The Altuve misjudges a ball on the warning track up against the wall today in left field. I think this is the one thing that comes from much as you can pull from a spring training game. It was the one thing we hoped we would not see in spring training, because now that you've seen it once, you got to worry about it happening in a regular season. It seemed like a routine fly ball that a normal left fielder would have caught with his eyes closed, but Altuve misjudged it. The wall came into play. The warning track came into play right there. B. Scott, this is the one thing that I think all Astros fans, we all probably have two or three things that we think about and worry about and want to talk about, but the one thing that I think is on everybody's radar is Altuve in left field misjudging fly balls.
I cannot get this question out of my head, Clint.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And for, this is for you too, Tyler. Like, just to think about this, man. And us as Astros fans, it's a little bit uncomfortable, but let's just say it out loud. How close are we to having Jose Altuve be the DH? Like, how close are we to Jose Altuve as...
It would make more sense than what we're doing.
I mean, I'm just saying, as primary DH. Now, that it's difficult, though, because that's what Yordan Alvarez does, and you're trying to protect him from being in the outfield a lot.
Yordan.
Even if you're cool with him doing it a little bit, but, I mean, what do you do with Jose Altuve? To your point, it'd make more sense than what they're doing now. What do you do if Jose Altuve cannot play a credible second base? And cannot play an even replacement level, starter level, left field. Well, what do you do with him?
It's not going to be. Look, here's the deal. What I saw today, I'm not going to overthink this. It's not a big deal. They'll be fine. But what I saw today, he's not going to play. He's not going to play the same level as the other starters in left field. He's not.
Yeah, which I think that was.
He's going to do things on probably a weekly basis.
Yeah,
that
man.
Your normal left fielders that have been playing outfield forever that they don't do it in a major league career.
Yeah, I think I accepted even when they just kind of seemed like they were going to be leaning in this direction. I accepted that he wouldn't be as good of a left fielder as, say, somebody that's just been playing left field for a long time. But the whole idea is, can you hide him out there? Yeah. Is he hurting you out there?
Because there's 8,000 games in a season, but we'll see. I mean, here's the thing.
But if he's hurting you with plays like that, then eventually the rubber gonna meet the road. Yeah.
It's not ideal. Here's
the thing: is you let's just hope today was more about the wind and less about the wall and the warning track, because that's one thing he won't have to deal with in Dyken Park.
So it's good.
Let's do that. All right, T-Meal, man. Let's get it, baby. Last night was a rough night, but tonight you seem to be like an every other night kind of guy anyway. So let's ride, man. What you got?
Yeah, man, last night did not go well. Y'all, you fellas in there, y'all put a little cash in your pocket, though, telling that Alpy bet.
We know how to pick them.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well done, well done.
Feel good.
Yeah, 2 for 6, ain't going to cut it. We really need to get back on track with these Thursday bets, and I got 5 of them for you around the NBA. First, I got the Nets in the first half, +1 against the Bulls. Then I got the Bucks and the Greek Freak, -7 against the Lakers tonight. They're hosting them in Milwaukee. Then an over for you, Magic at Pelicans, over 216.5 points. Just thought that number was way too low for this matchup. And then 2 player props. If you needed any more reason to watch this Kings-Warriors game, B. Scott laid it out for you earlier. Gave you plenty of reason to be watching if you Rockets fans. But if you need any more reason, here's 2 player props in that game for you. First, Steph Curry, over 3.5 rebounds. And then his teammate, Jimmy Buckets Butler. Jimmy Butler, under 5.5 assists tonight for the Warriors as they take on the Kings. What do y'all like or what do you hate? Let me know.
Am I looking at that right? Steph Curry over 3.5 rebounds is -155?
That's what I got it at.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but that means it is highly likely to happen.
Anything minus one, like higher than 110. So like once you get to 120, 130, into those 150 and 160, yeah, it's more likely.
Yeah, I mean, you're 155, that may be the highest I've ever seen.
Really?
So I'm going to like that just based off of that. -150?
Oh, yeah, for a prop. I get what you're saying now. Yeah.
I like it. I like both of the, look, I'm going to be fixated on this game. I already told y'all that. Out of those 2 bets, I like them both. I think I'd go with that Curry on the rebounds.
Y'all want to run it back or what?
3.5?
It's $100 to lose $155.
Look at me becoming a degenerate like y'all. Sign me up, Tyler. Why not?
All right. So y'all want to risk the 155 to win 100?
I'll do it.
Yeah, otherwise, it's risk 100 to lose to win 55.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
something
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know. Yeah, I'll do it, man. I'll get in with you boys. Let's go, man.
Let's go.
All right, that's T-Meal's best bets. Go to @T-Meal Real Deal on Twitter if you missed him and you want to check him out. He's got plenty of them there for you. It is one of them even numbered days where he does well. Texans All Access is live 6 to 7 p.m. with Mark Vandermeer and Johnny Harris. Area 45 is live 7 to 11 p.m. with Bajani Creighton and Santiago. That's all next. Hey, stay plugged into Sports Radio 60 and 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. We always got you covered. Until tomorrow, Houston, we love you, baby. When someone else instead of me
to know the way. All right, welcome back. Congratulations to Maria, our latest winner. She takes home the CJ Stroud autographed helmet.
Mama,
so she wins that. Yeah, congratulations to Maria. That's somebody's mother, Tyler. Calm down.
That's just a Brooks and Dunn song, Ron. Calm down.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow. I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.